Journal Entry 42. I was sitting in my chair, feet propped up on the window sill, looking out my window, catching the day go by, when I saw something frightening. Gretchen, Marty, and Cecilia were in the yard, dressed in Western clothing. They never leave the library. Okay, sometimes they leave, but the library is their world. They read and do research. They're smart and analytical. It's just weird. I know that trends come and go. I have noticed an increase of Western clothing on Lafayette Boulevard. The Spurs have become a big influence on the gangs that live in and around Bear Country. The Spurs are unique and different. I didn't expect their influence to invade the sensibilities of the library trio. Curiosity was killing me. I had to know what was going on in their minds. Perhaps a virus from the herd of cattle infected their brains. My friends obviously weren't thinking properly. I grabbed the puppy sleeping on my rug. Okay, technically it's not my puppy, I just haven't found it a new home yet. Anyway, I followed the library trio to the edge of town, to the Spurs campsite. I almost had a heart attack. Music was playing and people were dancing. People were square dancing. This just isn't normal. People in Bear Country don't square dance. They listen to heavy metal, rock, and rap music. I walked around, mostly in a daze. Gretchen, Marty, and Cecilia joined a group of dancers. It wasn't long before several other members of my gang began to dance. The virus was obviously spreading and it was taking over my gang. That's when it happened. Joshua tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to dance. I stared at him for a moment. I tried to tell him that I don't square dance, but he wouldn't let me say no. Before I knew what was happening, we were square dancing. Joshua invited me back tomorrow. Maddie.